We have with us this afternoon OHA Director Patrick Allen. Director Allen is going to start us off today.
Thanks. Good afternoon. We're here today to share new guidance by state health and education officials to preschools, K-12 schools, and colleges and universities related to COVID-19. I want to thank Oregon's education community for working closely with public health officials to think through the best approaches to address the health and safety of students, staff, and families at this time. COVID-19 is now a known presence in multiple Oregon communities. We know that many parents, students, and educators are worried that COVID-19 will appear in their schools, and they'll want to know what they can expect from schools and universities as this outbreak continues. As a parent and a member of a local school board myself, I understand this worry is in a very real way. I want to emphasize that in addition to learning, our public schools provide vital services to kids and families, and closures have disproportionate effects on families struggling to make ends meet. For many students, schools may be the only place to access regular meals or medical care. Parents and caregivers may have jobs that don't offer paid time off. The public health benefit of school closures is likely low compared to the negative impacts on communities and populations facing the greatest health and social inequities. So far, COVID-19 appears to be a milder illness in children and young people than it is in the elderly and those with underlying health risks. Given the virus's apparent presence in the community at large, schools do not appear to be a greater source of transmission of COVID-19 than other areas in the community. With those factors in mind, and according to the current information we have, the extent and severity of COVID-19 does not warrant closures of schools or cancellation of communal events in Oregon. Where COVID-19 is not present, we are not recommending closures of schools. Schools with a COVID-19 case should generally remain open. There may be individual circumstances where, on a case-by-case basis, and in partnership with state and local public health, other steps may be taken. Full school closures should be a last resort. Some of the actions that schools can take before considering a school closure include increasing the frequency of hand washing for children, youth, and adults, cleaning high-touch, high-traffic areas within schools more frequently, staggering recesses and lunch periods to reduce the number of students coming into close contact with each other, or screening for illnesses among students, staff, and visitors. Under existing OHA guidance, individuals who have COVID-19, including students and educators, will be subject to self-isolation. Students, faculty, and staff who are ill should not attend school and remain at home. OHA will continue to reassess these recommendations for school leaders as the outbreak continues. As announced this morning with the state of emergency order, we are moving swiftly to protect Oregonians at greatest risk of the most severe outcomes of this disease: older adults, people with underlying conditions, and the homeless, and people who are vulnerable in other ways. Older populations, especially those with underlying health conditions, are at far greater risk than other Oregonians. Oregon public health experts and healthcare providers are learning more about COVID-19 every day. We will continue to work closely with schools, colleges, and universities in concert with public health authorities to make decisions based on real-time information about COVID-19 and its transmission using public health best practices. We also reported today a case that involved a person under the age of 18. This student is in the Hillsborough School District. Hillsborough School Superintendent Mike Scott has joined us today to speak to how they are responding to this as a school community. This is an example of how our guidelines are being implemented in close partnership with schools, state agencies, and local public health.